queued up and ready to go for your listening pleasure is Reza Bazzi from his album Charm. We are going to listen to the track Emancipation, followed by The Funky Knuckles from the album The Way It Is. We are going to listen to Back Meetings.
Thank you.
for hanging with us on Modern Jazz Today. You can learn more about us and the many artists that we are playing at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up first on the queue is David Berkman Sextet. From the album Six of One, we're going to listen to Cynical Episode.
next is Luca Deluzio off the album Globetrotter. We're going to check into the track Elisir. Also, Cynthia Taro off the album Moments. We'll check into Cara Valente. Let's check it out.
Ele não pode. pode se entregar. E agora vai ter te pagar com coração. Olha lá, ele não é feliz. Sempre diz que é do tipo cara valente. Mas veja só, a gente sabe, esse humor é coisa de uma paz. Que sem ter proteção, foi se esconder atrás da cara de vilão. Então não faz assim, rapaz, não bota esse cartaz. A gente não cai não, ei, ele não é de nada. Olha essa cara amarrada, é só o jeito de viver na pior. O jeito de viver nesse mundo de mágoas.
Time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
CJSF 90.1 FM,
broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. The Rio Grande River once reliably flowed from the mountains in Colorado across the deserts of New Mexico and Texas to the Gulf. But now cities and farms siphon off much of that water, and drought has hit the river hard. So at times, stretches of the Rio Grande run dry, harming wildlife and people.
In the last 20 years, there has been a loss of farmland
in the Rio Grande in Colorado, in New Mexico, in the Pecos River, in Texas, due to water shortages. And that, of course, affects the livelihoods and the economies of all of those communities.
In a recent study, Enrique Prunes of the World Wildlife Fund and other scientists found that about half the water used in the Rio Grande Basin is consumed faster than it can be replenished naturally, and agriculture drives most of the demand. Prunes says that as the climate warms, the Rio Grande could get even drier.
Climate change is exacerbating this, and that's the even more complicated part, how to adapt to a future with less water in a basin that is already overused and overallocated.
So Prunes says solutions like water policy and management reforms and strategies for reducing water use on farms are urgently needed. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Do you like music?